Welcome to the MindForge, episode 14, How Yoga Boosts Interoception for Better Mindset Management. I'm Alex Nova. So, interoception is the quality of being aware of your internal state. It's the messages that your mind is receiving from the organs through nervous system to the brains. And this is what your mind is interpreting from all of these different sensory signals. It's, you know, exteroception is being aware of your external environment. Interoception is being aware of that internal environment. So, let's talk about the application of this and why it matters at all. Because we need to know why it would matter to care why yoga would be effective at increasing interoception for better mindset management. Okay. So when I was a kid, you know, my biggest fear was doing something uncool and being ostracized from, you know, your friends, my friends, the peer group. Pretty normal, right? A lot of kids experience this. Social anxiety, right? Tagged to fitting in. It's so common that it's typically accepted as being an unavoidable, if not, you know, a natural dynamic of growing up. But some kids, I was one of these kids, you know, has an exaggerated fear response that becomes self-destructive. Okay. You know, for me, this exaggerated response influenced a lot of my life. You know, I quit all kinds of team sports that I enjoyed doing. I quit horseback riding. I avoided, you know, parties, any social gatherings. Outside of, you know, school hours, I limited my friend groups to, you know, just a few people. And, you know, in high school, I went to one, you know, party in high school in 4 years. I basically lived with online computer games. That was just a safer realm for me to be in, you know, and that becomes self-destructive because you're not really growing up. You're not learning how to deal with this, and you're not, you know, there's no growth happening when you get sucked into, you know, online computer games, or you quit other activities and you isolate yourself. Like, there's no growth happening. So that's the self-destructive behavior in that case. So let's, you know, break this down a little bit, the anxiety that is. So there is evidence that links, natural interoceptive ability with higher incidence of anxiety. So you have a kid that is just naturally better at being aware of those internal messages, and you have another kid that's better at being aware of the external world and maybe less aware of the internal. And maybe the next kid is just balanced, okay? So some kids, right, let's say they have, they're a little more interoceptive inclined. So what might cause that? Okay. And if you have a kid that has a lot of anxiety, you know, what's going on there versus the next kid? Like, if you have a kid that has an anxiety response like that I had, that caused me to want to isolate myself and just not do things, I would say that's an exaggerated amount of anxiety, an aggressive level of anxiety. So what anxiety is a sympathetic response to a given stimulus. So, you know, my nervous system was hardwired to be more sensitive to stress and better at producing a sympathetic response. So the root of the problem for me was not really the perception that it's important to be accepted by my peers, because, you know, we're human. I don't think we're going to get over that bit of the tribal wiring. The real problem was the aggressive stress response and the failure at self-regulation. That was the real problem, because it was the terror that I felt when my body began that fight or flight response. It felt like, you know, you couldn't control it. Fast heartbeat, sweaty palms and pits, tension in the chest, back of the throat. The sympathetic response itself was what, you know, I was most afraid of. And what you end up doing, you have a desire to soothe this stress response that is powerful. The desire to soothe that stress response, that's what's driving addictive behavior. And you will seek out behavior that's in, you know, in keeping with what you know of and what you have exposure to, what you find reasonably attainable. So, you know, when I was a kid, it was, okay, if I want to, you know, not have that stress response, then I need to put myself into situations where I might not, where it's unlikely to get it. All right. So read books when other kids are, you know, chatting and interacting. Play computer games online rather than play team sports or go hang out at different kids' houses. Eventually, you know, that morphed into, well, alcohol is really effective at soothing that aggressive sympathetic response to social situations. You know, that alcohol morphs into weed, morphs into cocaine, morphs into Xanax. Millions of people morphs into other things, right? Opioids are pretty common and pretty dangerous as a way to soothe that response. You know, we use the term like self-medicate, okay? So, but that, it doesn't have to be a substance. You know, I had my addictive behavior veer into, you know, cravings for fame, right? Because fame would ideally, in my little, you know, daydream world, if I was really popular, then there would be this, you know, concrete acceptance, and there would be no sympathetic response to want to avoid for social anxiety, because you would be famous and accepted, right? So, like, I went through a phase where I wanted to be a famous cook, so I became like this crazy workaholic, you know, chef type. There was a, maybe I'll be famous as an outdoor recreational, you know, adventure guy. I went through that phase. Definitely pissed people off during both of those phases of my life. But, you know, the how we soothe that sympathetic response, what addictive behavior we adopt, right? That will vary, okay? But the reason's the same. We've got this overly aggressive sympathetic response that's being produced by a nervous system that is wired for stress, and we want to deal with it in whatever way we can based on what we know is available and what we perceive to be effective, right? So there are ways through yoga to deal with this. Ta-da! Right, so how yoga boosts interoception for better mindset management. Okay. Yoga uses postures, putting yourself in a different postures, and it uses breath work, and it uses different types of prayers and mantras. It uses all of these different tools that all have a similar base, which is strengthen attention to eliminate misapprehension. And it wants to, yoga wants to streamline and balance the body. So yoga techniques balance the nervous system. They also, as modern science is helping to prove, they will also, as you practice these attention techniques to become more aware of your internal landscape, right? We're strengthening interoception. These techniques also make it easier to be aware because they end up rewiring your brain and nervous system to strengthen the areas of the brain that deal with interoception, exteroception, that deal with stress responses, emotional management, executive decision making. So, like, for example, let's say you're in a yoga posture. You're paying attention to the breath and the subtle body sensations. And you'll get distracted. And every time you get distracted, you go back to your anchor, your breath and the body, and you're doing little mental push-ups, right? You're learning how to create these layers of awareness of your body sensations in different types of postures. Different postures create different stresses. Now, if you're doing seated meditation, okay, you may be focused on the sensory inputs that you're getting and the mental landscape. Your mental landscape creates just as many biochemical reactions as the external landscape does. Right? That's why we watch movies, right? Movies aren't real, yet they feel real when we watch them. So if we take interoception, right, we are in yoga, we're practicing awareness, right, we're getting more familiar with being aware of those subtle body sensations. And as we're doing this, our brain is changing. There's differences in cortical thicknesses, in areas in the prefrontal cortex that we think are correlated and match up with paying attention to the internal states. There's studies that look at long-term yogis and people who've never practiced yoga, and that the yogis' brains have higher gray matter, like denser gray matter in the areas that deal with interoception and pain tolerance. We know that practicing yoga will down-regulate the amygdala, which is controlling your stress responses. Okay, there are studies that show this. You can just do a quick query to, you know, your Grok AI friend, and Grok can pull up a whole list of studies on exactly this stuff. So we've got interoception, right? Now, from my earlier example, you know, when my kid self example, you know, there is a risk to interoception without self-regulation. And the reason that yoga, so this risk is that you're very aware of your internal environment, but you don't know how to control it. So when you get that strong sympathetic response, and if you are already leaning more into the interoceptive line of awareness, it's going to freak you out more. So the reason yoga works is because you are increasing your internal awareness as well as external awareness. And you're learning how to regulate. And the learning how to regulate is the breath work. And it's the willpower practices for down-regulating or up-regulating your nervous system. This is why it's like having a gun but not knowing how to use it, okay? You've got this body, but if you don't know how to self-regulate, you can end up shooting yourself in the foot. You don't want to be hyper-aware without any self-regulation. So let's tie this up real quick. So yoga, right? The practice of yoga increases power of attention, teaches you how to self-regulate. All of this is tied into that internal awareness, interoception. And if we want to forge the mind, right? If we want to become better at mindset management, we need to look at ways to do this, one that are pretty cheap and can be done anywhere and don't really need any tools beyond your body. Enter yoga. All right, I'll harp on yoga all day long because it works. But that's really about it for now. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mind Forge. If you want to help us out, please share with any of your friends, family that you think would want to listen to it. Also, like, subscribe, follow us. That's a good way to give us your support. We appreciate it. Take care.